Go and read my tract, The Cheerful Giver, so that you understand what I'm trying to say. I explain in that tract, or even in the book, Grace to Prosper, that a cheerful giver is not somebody who just dances when he's giving, or somebody who grieves because, let's just give. No, a cheerful giver is a person who has a certain kind of understanding that my future is not secure, all right, because I have money. It is not secured by the amount of money I have laid up. My future is not dependent upon these material things. Wealth can disappear. Money will grow wings, all right, and fly away. Therefore, do I really believe that my tomorrow is secure in God? Yes. So why don't I do the sufficient unto the day, the evil thereof? What is the evil currently? Give. So I'm giving because I'm not tied to money. I have good understanding. That is a cheerful giver. A cheerful giver is not the person who dances. Hallelujah. Abraham, you can be dancing out of deception. I have seen men who have been jobbed, to job a man. 419 is stripping him of everything he has. But he's rejoicing as he's giving them money because he thinks that tomorrow I'll enter $100 million. He's deceived. So dancing does not make him a cheerful giver. He's a cheerful conned man. That is, they have conned him, yet he's cheerful. He's a deceived man who does not know he's about to hang himself from all the losses he's about to incur. Who is a real cheerful giver? A real cheerful giver is a person who doesn't care. Not because he's careless, but because he knows that God is taking care. You follow my point? It's not about dancing. So he can dance. It's good, but that's not what makes him cheerful. Even if he's crying the day you collect the money from him, he's still a cheerful giver. If he's asleep, he's a cheerful giver. Stealing from a cheerful giver, all right, or begging from a cheerful giver, elicits the same kind of emotion. I don't know whether I get my point. Because you have deprived him of 100,000 naira, you stole it, he won't cry. If he gave it, he won't cry. I hope you are getting what I'm saying. Some people will think cheerful givers, as he was given the money, he was rejoicing. And God said, "Whoo, my son. Oh, see how he's rejoicing as he's dancing to my temple. I shall bless him." The guy is a criminal who's trying to con God. You get my point? And they told him that once you give them this 100K, you understand? God's going to give you 100 mil. Do you follow my point? So as he's doing it, he's dancing in deception. Are you getting my point? A cheerful giver can hurriedly give and walk away. It's not about dancing. Now, let me get back to, I was trying to use that to illustrate the issue of doer. A doer of the word is the same thing. A doer of the word is not the man who says, yes, what are the 17 steps to financial abundance? 1, pray in the morning. 2, confess 3 scriptures. 3, give a special offering. 4, send your offering on an errand. Rubbish Christian practice. 5, as you are putting the offering, write a prayer request with it. The type they tell you on television. Send the offering with the prayer request. I say, Pastor, forget it. So a man, he writes all those things down. They say, this is what makes a doer of the word. I said, that's not what a doer is. A doer is a man, a woman, who knows that the source of life for me is what God speaks. And if I have an issue, if I have a challenge, I don't rest until I get a word. I hope you're getting my point. Let's take an example. That business person I'm talking about, you're in that particular level. Year in, year out, you are moving around. It happens to even us ministers. I sit down, ask the Lord, what have I been doing? I checked my work over the last few years, and I continue to pray. I tell you that I don't know exactly what I'll be doing next year. And I've been doing that for some years. I will now return and say, well, for this year, we will do what we have always done. Those of you who are co-workers, you hear me say it. All right? Because one of the words you get from God is to tell you that you are still in that level. There's no problem. It will just tell you, patience, my son, patience. What it means is that which you are doing, perfect the doing of it. Are you following my point? That which you are selling, that which you are manufacturing as a manufacturer, a business person, perfect the doing of it. And that's a word. What that word does is that it suddenly delivers you from the agony of being on one spot for a long time. I don't know what I get what I'm going to explain. Yes, it does. It's not every time the word will just push you to another level. But because it was that a word from God that kept you on that level in peace of mind, because peace is powerful, is the power of God manifested. Because it's that word that kept you at that level. When you need to move to the next level, then a word will arise from heaven and fly down to your heart. Then God will arise and say to somebody like Moses. He said, Moses, you have moved around this mountain, Mount Seir, long enough. It is time to turn northward. Are you getting my point? God saw him when he moved around the first time. He didn't see anything. Saw him when he moved around the second time. He didn't see anything. He'd been moving around for a while. Then God said, now is the time to turn northward. When you turn around and say, guys, it is time to turn northward. Suddenly the north opens for you to enter. I don't know what I hear what I'm trying to say. A doer realizes that. He doesn't solve his problems with networking. Are you getting my point? There are a lot of Christians. Listen, I'm talking to believers. I'm not talking to Bill Gates. Amen? I'm not talking to men who want to be Bill Gates. Or women who want to be Oprah Winfrey. No. I'm talking to who? Believers. What am I saying? Listen, before you pack up from one town, listen to me, one business, especially when frustration is the matter, listen, if you don't have an undeniable word, don't shift. Did you hear what I said? Sometimes you're in a town, maybe like you're in a city like Enugu, and business is not moving. Then Satan sends your friend in Lagos to call you. How far? And guys, things are awful. He said, eh. If you just move to Lagos, this begins to happen. How much are you selling in a day? 25,000. Ha, here. Before breakfast, we don't do 2.5 million. Then you hear the word of a man, empty, vain. Do you get my point? It moves you out of Enugu where you are doing your 25,000 naira business every so often. You move towards the one where you do 2.5 million before breakfast. You get there, and what you meet is emptiness. Are you getting my point? You pushed and gave birth, like they said, to wind. That's all. Why? It wasn't God that moved you. I was present with one man when a pastor came to him in one of these Edo State towns. And he said that when this brook became dry, Elijah moved forward. That he wants to move forward from that town to another town because this town is dry. And the man said to him, Elijah did not move forward when the book became dry. The word of the Lord came to Elijah when the book became dry. Are you getting what I'm saying? I said, I'm not talking about Bill Gates. Don't tell me the story of Bill Gates. I'm telling you about your life as a believer. If you get to that kind of situation, things are dry. Things are not moving. That is when Christians fast and pray. And what I call fasting and praying. It is not the punishment of the stomach I'm describing. You see, I was telling my wife the other day that you see, people are lazy. And some of the things we do is actually laziness and the fact that we don't believe God. Like you've heard me describe now, that to leave that realm of business for another, you need to break away into a corner and hear a word. Are you getting my point? To hear that word, you need to refuse to go to the office for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 1 month. Now, listen to me. This is what Christians love to do. They will continue to go to the office hungry and tell me they are fasting. Why? They can't release that 10,000 naira that will come that week. They can't let it go. So they will say, God, you know what I'm going to do? I will continue pursuing my 10,000 naira, but I won't eat only because of you. Do you get my point? And they say they are fasting. That's what I don't understand. A real doer of the word will say, God, this 50,000 I've made this month is an offering. That is, don't give me, I don't want. I'm not going to work. But I will not come back to work until I've heard my word. He said, give us this day our what? Daily bread. What is bread? It is the word that came down from heaven. That's real fasting. If that man sits at home and eats the little food he has there, he's fasting. Because he doesn't go to work, he settles down. He brings out the Bible and he starts reading. You'll be shocked. The day the word will come, it may just be he's reading how the children of Israel were about to cross the Red Sea. And they just saw that the Red Sea parted. And the Holy Spirit just parts something in his mind concerning his business. He goes back to the office. He divides his business into two. Tells his staff, you guys take this end of the business. I want to focus on this. You say, what has that got to do with the Red Sea? That's the word God gave him. Suddenly he focuses on that. And the next 1 year, that thing leaps. And then 3 years later, he starts telling you, he's confused like most people are. All right? That you see, you have to learn how to focus. What was happening was that my focus was divided. And then when I learned to focus, the guy forgot that he took one whole month, sacrificed his income for 1 month. And the word came to him telling him divide. Yes, like I said about the simplicity of divine intervention, it seems to make sense. It appears like it is focused, except that for the next man, that will not be the problem. He may have read his own word from heaven that says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Now, it sounds funny. What has King Uzziah died? King Uzziah's death got to do with all the staff in his office? As he reads King Uzziah, he says, hey, that's my first guy. His name is Kingsley. The other girl is Uzoma. You understand my point? Just add it together. He spells Uzziah. And he sacks everybody. Said, the day all of you die from here, I will see the Lord. No, I'm telling you, that's how the word of God works. Or he opens his Bible. And of course, after they leave, he suddenly discovers that all these Judases were the ones ruining his business. That's the word. Another man says, the day that Lot departed from Abraham, the Lord appeared and told him, look to the north, the east, and said that, see that your brother and your sister that are working for you. In fact, that one is your nephew. Sack him. I know it will cause family problems. Sack him. See, there are no, this is not something I start teaching. Praise the Lord. When you have your relatives working for you, sack them. Hallelujah. That is how you move to the next level. Then they write a book on the error in hiring relatives. But we read Argelo to know he hired relatives because they are the only ones that will stick with him in the times of trouble. When he didn't have money, he couldn't pay staff. The other people will demand their money, but the relatives will understand and they will wait until he's buoyant again. Therefore, he stuck with his relatives. See what I'm saying? There's no rule. But this is the point I'm making. A doer of the word knows what I'm saying. That this is the distress I am in right now. I need to move to another level. I don't start making calls and start asking other people how they did their own. I take a leave, go into a corner and say, until God gives me a word, I'm not living here. Do you get my point? That's a doer of the word. That's a doer of the word. Somebody who realizes that this is the source of life. Because of time, we may not go there. But if you read that Deuteronomy chapter 8 again, it said, God made you hungry. And then he fed you with manna. That you may know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. Women don't conceive because they knew their husband alone, but because a word came. A friend called me once. He said, sir, my wife read the book, The Law of Life, and she conceived. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's what it means. By man does not live by bread alone. That existence can be because a man has eaten. He said, but that's not the only way by which they get results. Doers of the word know that men don't do good business because of connection alone, but by every word. Therefore, everybody can go. The principles of networking. Because when they have prepared the network, I will remove them and put you in the center. Why? Because a word enters into him. He says, I call a bird of prey from the east, and the man of my purpose from a distant country. Is networking good? Yes. But doers of the word don't seek it out. They wait for God to prepare the networks. Then they walk into those networks when doors are open. People don't understand. See, that's probably the confusion we have in the world today. People take the things that appear right. They want you to do them. Unfortunately, they are not doers of the word. I hope you get my point. They just want to do the word, you feel my point, but they are not doers. They think by practicing what Brother A gave me as a testimony, when my car was bad or was missing, I faced the wall, I drew a diagram of the new one I wanted, and I began to confess upon the diagram. So they repeat that, but because they are not doers, it produces nothing. They are repeaters of testimonies. I hope you are hearing what I'm saying. What have I said today? Let me summarize. A doer is the person who knows that the word of God is a source of life. That there's no fertile married woman as a Christian. There's none. There are only women who have eaten the word. That's all. There are no Christian men that have the skills for business. There's none. There are only those who have heard the word. See, you know what pains me about a lot of books we read? Many of those who write them don't know what happened. Did you hear what I said? Including the men who write autobiographies. Don't know what happened. Because he said the kingdom of God is like a seed that a man plants. Day by day he goes to sleep. The earth by itself produces. He himself does not know how. There are those who planted. And said that morning, after I planted, I went to my neighbor's farm and I went to water it for him as a seed. I did not water my own. Hallelujah. Just keep watering your neighbor's seed. God said he had nothing to do with the earth producing. You yourself will not know how. You do not know how. You get what I'm saying? So many people write books. And because of spiritual understanding, I read through the books. There are many books I've been reading through. I said, this man is not on, he doesn't have understanding. Christians who read him will only enter into confusion except the word of God just happens to use something in here. That you see, oh God, listen to this. I just realized that is the difference between a doer and a hearer. A hearer will read that book, and because he's a hearer, he copies all the steps. He's not a doer. A doer will read the same book, but the word of God will leap from those pages to him. And he will operate what he heard from God while reading that book. And the people will think the book is a story. Bishop Oyedepo used to talk about a book he read by Gloria Copeland, from which he learned some principles that changed his life. Many have read the book because of Bishop Oyedepo, and their lives have not been changed. Why? It's not the book. It's the man who read it. Until you are a doer. If a doer we see the inscription of scripture by an idiot. You know what I mean? A madman on the road. He just, you know, there's one guy in Enugu that does that. He'll just be writing scripture on the road. He will see it. Something will leap from it because he's a doer. It hits him and sets him the direction for the next level. What am I saying? Christians, we must be what? Doers. Not just, what most of the things we call doers of the word are those who just repeat other people's testimonies, thinking those things are chance. And charms. That's why churches are full of people who just want, you know, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, blood of Jesus, we repeat it. No, the men who are shouting and shouting are not doers. You know, there are those who stir up Satan, sleeping dog. A friend of mine told me one day he went to one of these deliverance-like churches. And they told him he had to come for deliverance. So he went. They prayed from morning till evening. The next 1 week, he was sick unto death. My wife and I were there that day. I said, who sent you? The devil left you alone. You know what here? You go arouse the man. I beat you. And God said, no, I don't go talk. I said, Lord, help. I said, no. When you are near death, I said, deliver him. Bring him back. He won't go there again. If I deliver him on day one, he will think it's the deliverance of last week. So let the demon always almost kill him. Then when you have said, God, I'm not going to go for deliverance again, say, good. Now I'll deliver him. What am I saying? There are many men, because they are not doers, they go and be praying rubbish prayers, and Satan gets provoked. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who is this hearer that's trying to pretend like a doer? Do you understand my point? He gets up and beats him with afflictions, with sickness and troubles. The little poverty money was managing his poverty before he entered into that series of deliverance prayers. The little money disappears because the pastor will collect his portion. Are you getting my point? Please, believers, what are we supposed to be? Doers. Who is a doer? The person who recognizes, let me summarize it, please, this way, that inside, that every solution, every solution that I need is packaged in the thoughts and the mind of God as words. And until I hear that word, I will not be saved. Until that word comes and it's planted in my heart, my soul will not be delivered. Are you getting my point? Therefore, he seeks for that word and he goes to pray. There was one man I read about recently. I can't remember the details now. Say, friend, okay, I saw it on TV, all right, on one of these Christian channels. So he was describing one of his friends who had the problem and said, don't worry, I'll see you over the next few days. I need to go and hear the word for that solution. Are you getting my point? That's how a Christian thinks. Your parents will call you and say, your friends are already married. When are you going to? They talk. Listen, afflictions in life must come. Amen? Challenges in life, they must come. Troubles will come. One day you will fall sick. I'm sorry to say it like that. God is not afraid of that. Do you know why? Before you fell sick, he prepared the healing. You know, assuming my son Akinlu goes to university, I know one day he's going to get broke. Is that not so? So what's the big deal? All I'm saying is that when you're broke, let me know. Some of us think that God is not like that. That if I'm broke, it means that God is dead. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. And when Akinlu tells me he's broke, then I tell him, okay, because those, I like the way GT Bank used to do it those days. I would just walk over to their counter and write a check in favor of the bank and put at the back. They used to do it those days. I don't know what it is. I think they still do it now. I just put at the back and say, please pay Akinlu and so-and-so branch this amount. That amount, let's assume 10,000, I'll write it in favor of that bank and give it to them. They used to do it those days. I'll now call him. Say, you say you are broke. This is a word to bring you out of that broken state. Go to GT Bank branch Adeola Odeku in Lagos. You understand? Go to the counter and announce your name and call forth 10,000 naira. He went broke. So what? If he goes broke the following day, call me again. This time around, I go to UBA and tell them, any branch in the country, just walk over to the counter and say, I'm expecting money transfer from my father. Here is my ID. That is a word. So you enter into trouble means nothing. Your father has enough resources to deliver you. Your problem is that you have not heard the word of where he stored the solution. Your friend said, let me introduce you to, my friend is coming because you're a woman you want to marry. Let me introduce you. They have introduced to 17 people now. It's true. The first one was too short. The second one was too tall. The third one was too fat. The last one was too thin. The other one didn't speak English. This one is English so much you don't know how to talk to him. One liked food. The other one did not used to eat. Now you're on number 17. It is God that brought forth confusion to your soul. It's not the man. If God gives you a word, he said, I call a bird of prey from the east and the man of my purpose from a distant country. You will be in your house one day without having brushed. You have not applied your makeup. A man who missed his way will be looking for direction and one angel will all push him like this. He'll knock on your door. Sorry, please, I'm looking for, as soon as I'm looking for you, man. Good morning. I make a joke about it all the time. One day I went to Benin for our convention. My pastor didn't show up on time. My pastor was supposed to preach. He didn't show up on time. So they said, my president said, Banky, you will talk until your pastor shows. I finished talking. That stirred up questions in one young woman's heart. After that, she walked up to me and said, good afternoon, sir. Please, I want to ask you some questions. And I said, ah, you know, I'm really tired now. I can't take questions. As he turned around to go, and I said, maybe you can ask me later. As he left, in my mind, I said, fine girl. She has married me for the last 11 years now. She insists till today that she only came to ask questions. So that's your problem. All I know is an angel brought you and said, Banky, I want you to meet this child of God. And the, as the angels said that, Holy Spirit said, arise, kill and eat. Are you getting my point? It's not just running up and down solutions we are talking about. There's a word for your breakthrough. There is. There is a word for your breakthrough. A doer realizes that and will not rest until he or she hears the word. Don't forget my scripture. Once I was reading the scriptures, and then suddenly my Bible opened. Isaiah chapter 66 verse 12. It said, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Since that day, I knew I could never be poor. You know what that means? I like what I do. God will send a bird of prey from the east and the man of his purpose from a distant country. He must do that so that Banky will never be poor. Because the word must be fulfilled which says, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. Child of God in distress, don't move until you hear a word. That's what doers do. Doers are not those who run up and down. They are those who don't shift until they are sure. They know, thus says the Lord. Not because they are trying to be religious, but because they know that the solution is in that word that God has spoken. There's healing in it. There's prosperity in it. There's deliverance in it. There is a husband in it. There is a wife in it. There are children in it. Do you get my point? I've discharged it for today. Let's bow down our heads to pray. Say, Father, we give you thanks.